from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Friday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. The Dirty Pole makes it to number 21, and we go down to Baton Rouge to preview the LSU Tigers. Joining us now is Shea Dixon, at Shea Dixon on Twitter. You can go give him a follow.
Go Tiger.
Covering LSU for On3. Shea, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the time all the way out here in Portland. I come up with this preseason top 25 every year. It's a fun way for us to preview the college football season and go to these different areas and hear what the teams and the expectations are thinking. I had a really hard time with LSU. I know where they were the last couple of years. You have a Heisman Trophy winner. I know Brian Kelly's history. So I'm going to start with 21. Fair, unfair? Where do you have LSU in the landscape right now?
I'm glad that I didn't know where you had them, because when you said 21, that's pretty much the inverse of where everybody's got them, around 12 or 13. I think fair. Look, we can dive into the conversation with this. They were the number one offense in college football. When you lose, it reminds me a lot of the 2019 LSU team, right? At least this discussion of if you're the best team, quote unquote, one of them, throw the Miami's early 2000s in there, and you know you can debate these best college teams in the modern era. Well, that 2019 team was one of them. Well, when 2020 comes around, everybody says, well, how good is LSU going to be? Well, they're not going to be that good, because you have to go backwards from there. You can't stay as the best of all time 2 years in a row. So do I think they're going to have the number one offense in college football again? No. I think that when you need some Heisman Trophy winner and number two overall pick and 2 first-round receivers, that naturally you take a step back. Mm-hmm. But defense is where everything went sideways, right? Like, how good would LSU have been last year had they not had the 113th defense out of 133 college teams? I mean, Jaden Daniels was bailing them out time and again. And think about it. They went to Ole Miss and put up 700 yards and 50 points and lost. So that was something, when you think of LSU, you don't think of. I mean, you can all remember the Les Miles teams, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Well, they played defense. They might not score a bunch, but they played defense and they won games. Well, I don't think LSU fans are living in some alternate reality now where they've got quarterbacks who win the Heisman Trophy, but they can't play defense. So Brian Kelly fired everyone on that side of the ball and brought in a new staff, a lot of familiar faces, proven guys. So I think the goal here is, if you can stay in the top 25 in offense, you don't have to be one, but let's say top 25, and you can get, let's say, into the top 60 in defense and not be 113, be inside the top 100, be inside the top 75, Well, that's better than being, I think, number one offense and the worst defense out there. So putting it together, I kind of come right back to not just like the first two seasons. It's a 9-win team, maybe, shot at 10. And I think that's kind of right where Vegas has them. So I think anywhere in the top 25 is fair. And look, we'll see right out of the gates. They lost to Florida State in back-to-back seasons to kick off the year, starting 0-1 these past two seasons. Now they get USC out in Vegas. And I, my opinion, I think those Florida State teams are better than this USC team. So this is a chance for LSU to get a win over a top 25 team and then start the season out on the right foot. And if they do that, then they can kind of move into that second month of play, being a top 15, 10 team in the country, whether you're ranking them 12 right now or 22 or 3.
I find it interesting them because we've talked about like how we view them going into the year, and you're making a lot of valid points. I think the interesting for me is Brian Kelly's transfer portal, the defense failing so badly last year for them and not coming up with the right plays at the right time. How have you gauged the NIL transfer portal world for LSU? Do you find that Brian Kelly, it seems like he wants to do more recruiting and kind of pivot out of the portal? How do you gauge what he has been in the portal so far and how LSU's collective is handling the NIL transfer portal?
Yeah, look, I mean, the collective really, they brought Austin Thomas back from, he was at Ole Miss, running the Groves Collective, but they brought him back and he's been heavily involved in the GM role, but also in the collective, and they've got things at least on good footing there. They're not going to be in Oregon, they're not going to be in Texas or in Miami, but they'll be able to compete, as evidenced by they have the number three recruiting class in the country right now. They've gotten some big wins on the recruiting trail. They have the best player in America, a high school recruit committed in Bryce Underwood. So, and he's not from Louisiana, he's from Michigan. So, I mean, let's go ahead and take a gander that he's got a nice NIL deal. And so they're not non-existent there, which is good. I think that what Brian Kelly wants to do is the right thing, and he's not in the Dabo camp, but if we're going to sustain a program, and I think a lot of people view Ole Miss this year as, hey, Lane Kiffin went all out in the portal to get into the playoffs and win. It's like, win now. Well, Brian Kelly says, how do we sustain it? How do you build it year after year? And when he took over this team, they had 30-something scholarship players when Ed Orgeron left. So they are still rebuilding that. I mean, they just have 85 scholarship players here recently. And it's funny enough, they bumped the scholarships to 110. So Brian Kelly's got more work to do. He thought 85 was the number. I think that's a reason. You look at when you say struggles the past two seasons, they still won 10 games. But down here, as Will Kimball needed to quote LSU starting left tackle, 10 games will get you fired. So yeah. Time to kind of up it a little bit. And I think there's a spot where Brian Kelly does want to say, hey, look, let's patch up positions in the portal and put Jaden Daniels as portal guy. So he won't be anti-portal, but you can't build the roster that way. And I think that they really got snake bitten through the portal of missing on supplies. They got into that spring portal where the, you know, quote-unquote asking price on guys was way beyond what the value of that player would have been. And that made them realize you can't do kind of don't bank on anything in the spring portal, get it all done in the first one. But his goal is sign 25 to 30 high school players, sign about 5 to 7 transfers. And he feels if you can stick to that, then you can develop guys well enough to where you're really not reliant on the portal. And it's more so sort of icing on the cake. And we'll see if the strategy works. But look, we've known forever that if you recruit Louisiana well, you recruit East Texas, South Mississippi. These LSU teams have always been built that way and will continue to be top contenders.
Yeah. Interesting team this year, man. I'm with you on the USC take. I think that's a winnable game for them in the opener in Vegas. You get Ole Miss at home. You get Alabama at home. You get Oklahoma at home. So some of your tougher games are in Baton Rouge. It's going to be an interesting season, year three for Brian Kelly down there at LSU. Shay Dixon covering LSU for On3. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Shay Dixon. Thanks for the time all the way out here in Portland, man. The preview on LSU, we appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. I hope you guys have a great day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.